COVID-19 has taken more than 100,000 lives in the U.S. Throughout this morning, we are spending some time remembering just some of those lives. Erline Galarza drove New York City buses, and he was married to Anna Maria Galarza for 42 years.
He loved the church. He loved his job. He was an MTA bus driver. And he contracted the virus while he was working.
He was known to be a slow and steady driver of those buses. He sang in two church choirs. Music enchanted him, even as a boy in Peru.
When he was about 10, there was a big choir, and he went one night when they were rehearsing. And then the director came, and she said, "No, you're too young. You cannot come in here." And he sat at the door for hours until they were done. And when he came to the United States, the first church that he visited had a choir. He got so excited, and he joined the choir until his death. So he was born with the music in his soul, I think.
Anna Maria says she misses how he would call her from work just to check in. Sometimes she still looks out for him in the lobby of their building.
He would tell me what time he was going to come, and I guess so. Greeting him at the door every afternoon or every night. Sometimes I forget and I think he's coming. Well, you spend most of your life with a person and then this person is gone so quickly. It's hard.
Anna Maria Galarza remembering her husband, Erline Galarza.